In the mid-50s, two men knocked over a kerosene stove during a fight at a concert. After fleeing the blaze, the guitar player realized he left his beloved Gibson inside. B.B. King then ran in and saved it. He later learned that the fight was over a woman named Lucille, and ever since, his guitars have borne that name. You can find Lucille at the Hard Rock in Hollywood, Florida. Thousands of other priceless pieces of rock history can be found at Hard Rock cafes, casinos, and hotels around the world. To learn more, visit hardrock.com.
Little Stephen's Underground Garage's coolest conversations, presented by Hard Rock Cafe, hosted by the Mighty Manfred.
This is the Mighty Manfred with you in Little Stephen's Underground Garage. It's time for your coolest conversations presented by Hard Rock. Thanks for listening. Please remember to follow, subscribe, rate, and review. Shortly, I'll be chatting with Stina Bendixson, better known as Rocket Queen, one of the two guitarists in the long-running all-female band The Cocktail Slippers, based in Oslo, Norway. Their latest single is Joyride. It's out on Wicked Cool Records and the recent coolest song in the world. We'll hear a portion of it now, and afterwards, I'll be back with Rocket Queen for your coolest conversations presented by Hard Rock in Stephen's Underground Garage. Conversations time in Little Stephen's Underground Garage. Mighty Manfred here, and today I have the great fortune to speak with Stina Bendixson, better known as Rocket Queen. She is the lead guitarist in the all-female Norwegian band The Cocktail Slippers. Ladies have been active since the early 2000s, got a bunch of albums and singles under their belt, and the latest release, the latest single is Joyride, out on Wicked Cool Records, and it is this week's coolest song in the world, available as a digital single. Rocket Queen, my dear, how are you?
I'm great. Thanks for asking. Thanks for having me back.
Of course. So nice to see you there. And I just was thinking about the background. That is your practice space, your rehearsal space?
Yeah. So this is Oslo. This is where we rehearse and make all of our funny little tunes.
Well, it looks like you have a drum riser in there. Can you do shows in your practice space?
Well, not to brag, but I actually built it. So, yeah.
Whoa. Man, well, we're going to come have a party for sure.
Yeah, you should.
Do you guys ever do, like, shows in the space there?
We haven't yet, but we have been thinking about maybe inviting fans to join us, like, live. It's not really big enough to have a lot of people here when we're rehearsing, but, you know, we could do, like, yeah, we've been thinking about maybe doing something.
No, that sounds great, you know. You don't need a lot of people. You just need some enthusiastic people. That's enough. That'll be great. Well, we're going to talk about the new single, but I know there's some other really big news going on in Cocktail Slippers' world. Your lead singer, Hope, though she's featured in the new single, she's singing lead on Joyride. She's since departed the band. You got a new lady, new singer, Sandra Szabo, also
yep.
known as Flame, right? She's Flame. She's just on fire. She's on fire. But so first, can you fill us in with what happened to Hope? What's going on with her?
Oh, well, I'll try and make it short. It's not the first time that the Cocktail Slippers had, like, band members quit the band. It's hard. Everybody that's in a rock and roll band knows it's hard work. It's really hard work, unless you're, like, a major artist who can just travel and, you know, bring your kids and you can make a totally great living out of it. When you have kids, you know, like, we're women, we breastfeed, you know, like, it's hard. It's harder. Sorry not to put guys in any awkward position, but it takes a lot. And it's been really hard for Hope. It's been really hard for the band, but she made a decision that it's too hard to keep up with the touring and all the plans that we have ahead with small children, work schedules and stuff like that. So, yeah.
And in her case, she has a son, or what is she?
Yeah, it's a daughter.
A
Yeah.
daughter.
So Faye's starting school this year and totally understandable. She wants to be a part of like her daughter growing up and follow up on school activities and stuff like that. And it's quite a sacrifice if you want to like keep on doing what we do. Yeah. So
Well, Hope was in the band for how many years now?
15 years. Yeah.
15 years, so it's a long time. And before that, was the singer was Modesty Blaze?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, so let's talk next some about Flame. Where's she from?
Yeah, that's a good question.
She's a mystery, a mysterious woman.
She's a mystery flame. She's from Drammen, who is that's a city just like what 45 minutes outside of Oslo. So yeah.
And how did you, how do you guys, how do y'all know her?
We don't.
Well, she'll remain a mystery, I suppose.
Yeah, let's keep her a mystery. No, what we did this time, because like we're more established as a band now that we've ever been, and even though the timing was as good as it could be, because we don't have a lot of gigs right now, it's never good timing to look for new band members. So we actually put out ads, and we made a questionnaire that people had to, it sounds like corporate business. And we had like 30 or 40 people applying for the position as the lead singer.
Oh, wow,
It
okay.
really stood out. So like personally, I was pretty locked on her even before we met her. I was like, that's the girl. And yeah. So we tested out like eight, I think 8 or 9. And then we just agreed that yeah, works.
So what, when she came in, so you tested these eight out, right? There was some kind of audition, right? What, did you do it there in the practice space?
Yeah.
Picture this happening. So eight different women come in. Were they, and they were all playing the same several songs, or all
So they had
right.
three songs they had to learn, but what Sandra did, or Flame, Miss Flame, we did the three songs and then we asked her, like we asked everybody else, like what do you, is there one of the songs you want to do all over again? Are you wondering about anything? And she said, well, not really, but now that you ask, I did learn three more of your songs. Do you want to maybe do them? And we were like,
That's a good sign. That's a good sign. You knew even before she went in there, that's the gal. This is a lady we need. And she impressed everybody else when you're all playing together. The name, she's you Flame, you all have different stage names, so you're Rocket Queen. But there was a kind of a she was in another she's in another band, and there's this and what is her
There's a conflict.
yeah, the conflict. And what is the conflict? What was the conflict?
Well, she's trying to be Rocket Queen. She's trying to have like Rocket Queen as her name.
Yeah. Well, it's good that she doesn't need to use her hands or her arms, because you could just twist that right away, right? So there's no, so she was Rocket Queen in this other band. So in the other band where she was or is Rocket Queen, was she the singer in that as well?
Yeah. And she also plays the guitar in some of her bands, so she's.
Well, wow, cool. So did you guys have a how did you settle on the name Flame? That was that a contest at all? Did you have fans suggest names, or?
We had a lot of suggestions because we put it on. Well, she didn't know. She was like, really, I really don't know because I'm kind of Rocket Queen, but I can't be Rocket Queen. I'm like, you're straight, you cannot be. So we put out like for fans and followers to like suggest names, and there were actually a lot of good suggestions.
Well, tell me some of these suggestions. What were other options? What could she have been instead?
Well, there was Spark. I kind of like Spark. Starlet, Roxy. What else? What else? Sonic.
Sonic. Yeah,
that's pretty cool too, right?
Yeah, yeah. Those are all good. Why did Flame catch on?
Well, we kind of just decided for her.
Well, when no decision is made, you have to kind of step in and guide the river. Yeah, dig the channel.
She liked it, so yeah.
Good, good, good. Well, talking about like lead singers, looking for lead singers, is there, present company excluded, of course. Is there any type of how would you describe a typical lead singer personality, and does she have that, or is that not a good thing? What is a typical lead singer personality?
Well, do I really want to answer that to a lead singer?
Oh yeah, beat it.
No, you have to. Well, you know, Manfred, because you're part of a band too, even though you're like people will have their eyes mostly on the lead singer. Always. That's the way it is, you know. And you need to like own that role. At the same time, you need to include the band because we're a band. We're not like a backing band for a lead singer, right? Well, you will know because you guys do the same thing in the Woggles all the time. You know, you're a band. You're very united, but you're in front. And you just have the microphone.
As far as anybody else knows.
I know. That's why.
No, it's true. I agree. Yeah. And one of the great things about you when you are all performing live together is that, you know, everyone has a, as you said, there's no backing band. Everyone has got a moment where they're stepping out and there's focus on them. And I think that's more engaging. You know, it's, as you said, it's an ensemble, you know, it's a unified thing going on. So let me ask this then. So we haven't done a lot of gigs yet, but is Flame good with carrying other people's gear into a club or a venue? Does she help out?
Yeah.
Excellent. Excellent.
Do
well,
you?
Then, as you know, yeah.
I know you do. I know you do.
Do I like doing that?
Does anybody like carrying equipment? You don't know, Nate.
But yes, I know exactly what you've been dealing with, and whenever there's lineup changes, and it's so hard, especially when you're feeling like you're having momentum, and you finally feel like you're getting something, and somebody drops out, and it's like, oh, then everything, the brakes are put back on, and we've got to. It's just so frustrating, but. But you have the resolve, as you said. I mean, you were doing this, and you keep going. And you had, there has to be a, talk about personalities. You have to have a certain sort of makeup to want to keep doing this. Why are you doing this? Why are you doing this?
Very good question. We don't know how to not do this. Our band is 25 years old. Our baby is 25 years old this year. So, I mean, it's been a part of our lives for so long. We don't know how to not do this, you know? It's like, it's a lifestyle. We love it. And we love, like, meeting people. We love making new music. We love working with Wicked Crew Records, you know, releasing music. Talking to fans, traveling, you know, like it's lifestyle. I don't know how to just pull the switch, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're making music.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you're making that connection that you're making to other people, meeting other people. So let's talk about the new music. The single is Joyride. It's our coolest song in the world this week. It's your latest single for Wicked Cool Records. Who wrote it? Who wrote Joyride?
Like all of our songs, very good question. Because this song, I think, like Sugar had the idea for like the bass thing, which has become a very essential part of the song actually. And she didn't really mean it, but like, and then which is like, but who wrote what? I mean, I wrote quite a bit.
Well, let me ask this. So you got these lyrics referencing 18-wheelers, the Jersey Turnpike. Were the lyrics a collaborative thing too?
Yeah, more or less. I mean, I wrote quite a bit of it, and then actually Hope filled in with some as well. So, yeah, it's always a very hard question to answer because we come with different inputs, and at the end, it's like just a kind of collaboration. So
it is a collaboration. Have you yourself when I think of a joyride, I think of like teenagers, you know, slipping out. So what about yourself? Have you ever taken a joyride? What's a joyride to you?
Joyride?
Yeah.
Joyride to me is driving from Atlanta to Miami on our way to playing the rock and roll cruise from going from Miami to Bahamas, you know, like the whole road trip down there. I mean, every road trip we do, even though we're like super tired, we had way too little sleep. We might have been arguing a little bit, you know, like the van smells of like really overworn and not washed equipment. That way, you know, but we still always kind of find the passion and the joy for the next gig. So we will always like sing along in the back seat when we're listening to the Underground Garage. And that's a joyride.
Well, give me an idea. We want to picture you all riding in the van on the joyride. And what are you singing to? What's the song? What's one of the many songs you would be singing to?
One of the many songs would be, well, Bohemian Rhapsody is one. That's just, if that comes on, it's just like if whoever's sleeping will wake up and we will all join in.
Oh, that's cool.
Be like, I don't know, like old 60s something, you know, like the Sonics, or it could be like, yeah, we, you know, like, I don't know. Right now I can't think of anything.
So when did you record the tune? When was Joyride recorded, and where did you do it?
We started recording it like almost a year ago, and then we did some work on it. We worked with Steven, little Steven, on all of our songs, and made some changes to it. So I think we finished it in like August last year, I think, and it was recorded in Propeller Studios here in Oslo.
And when you just mentioned, and the song, we were working with Steven and the song, so that makes me think, of course, plural, more than one. So Joyride, that is the title track to the upcoming album, or it's going to be on the upcoming album?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. And when is Joyride expected to come out? Later this year?
I just got the date, but right now I can't remember. It's late August this year.
All right, so in the summer. Oh, that's very cool. Yeah, I was thinking. You mentioned this your joyride from Atlanta down to Miami, and that was in preparation to play on the last year's Underground Garage cruise, the inaugural cruise. Did you guys also come back to the U.S. and play last fall?
Yeah, we did. We did another round on the East Coast. Yeah.
Yeah. Any plans to come back this year? Do anything later this year?
Hopefully, yeah.
And I tell you, you played through the Northeast last time. Do you know where in the country you would be headed to?
Funny you should mention it, because we have just started a cooperation with a new music platform called My Talent. And they are going to help us actually figure out how to find the best route for us. So when we get that figured out, we're like kind of one of the first users as a band in that platform. We're going to use all of the information there to try and find track which places we should go. But I mean, the East Coast for us is like something we should always do.
Right. And when we talk about the East Coast, we're talking about specifically like from New York north, or does that include DC, or what, when you say Northeast?
We haven't played DC yet, actually. So
okay, all right.
New Jersey, Philadelphia to Portland, Maine.
All
more
right.
Or less.
Wow.
Yeah.
Cool. Okay, so hoping that this works out for the fall with this platform, we're going to take a listen to another single of y'all's. A recent one came out last fall, "Back Where You Belong," and it's got some thematic similarities to "Joyride," singing about being on a highway, cruising along. Tell me something about the song "Back Where You Belong."
That's where we belong. Back where we belong. Back in the car, riding. You know, like going to the next gig. That's where
cruising,
we belong.
Going to the next gig, making that music.
Yeah.
These gypsy rock and rollers.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so we talked about Joyride being a very much collaborative effort. Back Where You Belong, is that got the same kind of thing going on? Same dynamic?
Yeah. It does. It does. And that's like it, all of our songs, more or less. I mean, some of us write more than others, but it's never really done until it's been processed with everyone, because that's kind of what makes the Cocktail Slippers sound, you know? Like, it wouldn't be the same without Vega putting in her, like, little feature guitars or Smash putting in her weird drum fills. Like, you know, like, yeah.
Well, very cool. We'll take a listen to it in a moment. But first, Rocket Queen, thank you so much for talking with me today on our Coolest Conversations.
Thank you for having me, Manfred.
All right. It's time to take a listen to Back Where You Belong with the Cocktail Slippers and Little Steven's Underground Garage.
All right. Are you ready, girls?
Yeah!
Vega!
Yeah!
Play some guitar! Hope, are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
How about you, Sugar?
Uh-huh.
And Rocket's in the house. Smash, are you ready?
Yeah.
Where You Belong, with the Cocktail Slippers and Little Steven's Underground Garage, recent single from the Norwegian group. This is the Mighty Manfred, and thanks again to the band's Rocket Queen for speaking with me on our Coolest Conversations. Thanks also to Sammy Semenza and Kurt Baker for producing our podcast. And be sure and check out our next Coolest Conversations, presented by Hard Rock, here in Little Steven's Underground Garage.
Buddy, you're a boy. Make a big noise playing in the street. I'm gonna be a big man someday. You got mud on your face, you big disgrace. Kicking your can all over the place.
Some things are better when they rock. The Seminole Hard Rock Hotels and Casinos rock around the clock with nonstop casino action, rooms fit for the king, pools, spas, restaurants, and clubs for every taste and temptation. Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Tampa or Hollywood, Florida. We will rock you.